Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to start a new message today titled Here and There. It may sound a little mysterious, but go with me to 1 Kings 17. I want to show you that there is where the Father wants you to be, and here is where we may have wanted to be, and there was trouble. 1 Kings 17, verse 1, And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Father of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Father said unto him, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. Hallelujah. See, there is where the Father wants us to be, and he takes care of us. Go with me to 1 Kings 19. This is where Elijah's running away from Jezebel. He's hiding in a cave. In verse 11, and he said, Go forth and stand before the mount. Stand upon the mount, before the Father. And behold, the Father passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and broke in pieces the rocks before the Father. But the Father was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Father was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Father was not in the fire. After the fire, a small, still voice. And so when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? See, here is where we wanted to be, and it could be trouble. But there is where the Father sends us, wants us to be, and he takes care of us. Now, back to 1 Kings 17. After the brook dried up, the word of the Father in verse 8 came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. He had to get there. And the widow woman just had enough food for her and her son for one day, and they were going to lay down and die. Verse 13, But Elijah said unto her, Fear not. And Elijah asked for some of that food. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make it for thee and thy son. But thus said the Father, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Father sent it rain upon the earth. And that's exactly what happened. So Elijah had to go there, and his life was saved because he went there. He was fed throughout the famine, and the widow lady in her household was fed throughout the famine because he went there. In verse 17, And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And the father used Elijah to raise the son from the dead. But here, her title was changed from the widow woman to the mistress of the house because she obeyed what the father said through Elijah. Hallelujah. Go to Genesis 26 with me. In Genesis 26, Isaac was digging up the wells that his father Abraham had, redigging the wells that his father Abraham had dug originally, and the Philistines were stopping up every well that he dug. But in verse 22, And he removed from thence to dig another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, for he said, For now the Father had made room for us, we shall be fruitful in the land. So he went there. There was where the Father took care of him and opened up a well that the enemy could not follow. He went there to Rehoboth, meaning the Father made room for him. And the enemy came and made a covenant with them because they saw that the Father was with them because they could not go into Rehoboth. So when you go there, you're fully protected by the Father. But when you go here, there could be trouble. And here represents where we wanted to go. And the Father says, No, I want you to go there. And if there is where spiritual bullets are flying over your head, it's the safest place to be because you're in the center of his will. Hallelujah. Wow, it's just so important. Go with me to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 14. Now it came to pass in verse 1, upon a day that Jonathan the son of Saul said unto the young man that bare his armor, Come. Let us go over to the Philistines garrison that is on the other side. But he didn't tell his father. Now the Philistines had were sharpening all the swords of the Israelites. And just like the enemy, when he had all these swords to attack, and they did, but there's only two swords. But Jonathan said, I'm going to go and defeat the enemy. In verse 4, and between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistine garrison, there was a sharp rock on one side and a sharp rock on the other side, and the name of one was Bozez, and the name of the other was Senan. So he knew he had to go towards the enemy, and that was there to him. He knew the Father would protect him. And his arm bearer said in verse 7, do all that is in thy heart. I'm going to go with you. And Jonathan said, if the enemy invite us to come up, then we know we have the victory. If they say, stay there, we're going to come down, then we're not going to have the victory. But in verse 12, the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his arm bearer and said, come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his arm bearer, come up after me, for the Father had delivered them into the hand of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up on his hands and upon his feet, and his arm bearer after him, and he fell before Jonathan, and his arm bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, a half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. See, there could be that half acre of land that you need to go to. And if you go there, the Father will show up for you. In verse 15, as a result of Jonathan, his armor bearer, going there where the enemy didn't want him to be, where the Father wanted him to be, maybe where his flesh didn't want to be, there was a trembling in the host, in the field, and among all the people, the garrison and the spoilers, they also trembled, and the earth quaked, so it was a very great trembling. And they started killing each other, because Jonathan's armor bearer went there, where the Father wanted him to be. Hallelujah. Nobody else went but Jonathan's armor bearer. The others wanted to stay here, where they wanted to be. In 1 Samuel 17, here's a situation where the Philistines and the Israelites were getting ready to battle. In verse 3, and the Philistines stood upon a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. So here's the situation. Goliath is the biggest man, and they were afraid of what he was saying. And in verse 15, David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. He was in the following Saul, but he went back to where his father wanted him to be. And verse 17, now the Father is ready to engineer for David to go there where he was going to be used to mend a slave. And that was the first step to becoming king. And Jesse said in verse 17, 1 Samuel 17, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to the brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. So 10 is the number of, the Father's ready to cut off something. 10 are divisible by 10. And the Father showed, I'm ready to cut off this Goliath and defeat the whole army. Verse 20, so David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded and came to the trench as the host was going forth to battle and shouted for the battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 22, and David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted. He went there where the Father wanted him to be, and he was totally protected. And he was asking, tell me again what's going to be done to the man who kills this Goliath. And he said, and then he asked again. His brother got on his case. In verse 28, Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David and said, why comest down hither, and with whom hast thou left those sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and anointingness of thy heart, but thou come down that I might see the battle. So he was trying to force him to go here, not there where he was. He's trying to tell him to go back to here. And see, sometimes when you advance, the enemy may want to use your flesh to go back. Like they wanted to go back to Egypt after they were in the promised land. But there, it represents the place where the Father wants you to be. And totally protected. Hallelujah. And even Saul said, hey, you're just a youth, and this Goliath is a man of war from his youth. And then he told him about what happened with a lion and a bear, how the Father used him, anointed his hands to kill this lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine is nothing for the Father. See, he knew that he was right in the center of the Father's will, and that was there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know exactly what happened. In verse 45, David said to the Philistine, you comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Father of the armies of Israel whom thou hast defied. And this day will the Father deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite you and take thy head from you, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, and that all the earth may know that there is the Father in Israel, the Heavenly Father. His faith grew from killing Goliath to the whole Philistine army to the whole earth is going to hear about it. Because he was there, and that's where the Father used him, protected him, and springboarded him into being king. It's so safe to be where he wants you to be. Don't fight it. Don't give in to your flesh. You know, if you're going to serve the Father, it's not always going to be comfortable. But when you get there, he'll use you as your purpose, your destiny, and he'll protect you. Hallelujah. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio, or just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask that your anointing fall right now, Father. These people need healing and deliverance, Father. They need a new beginning. They need a house, a place to stay. They need a job, Father. And you are our daddy, and you'll take care of them, Father. Help us all to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis. Allow you to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. And Father, when we do that, you're going to show up every time, and you're going to send us there. And Father, we pray that we don't give into our flesh and go here, but we go there where you want us to be. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. This is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677, if I could help you. Also, I have a website, henrywalker.org, and it's about 250 prophetic messages on there. Just click on messages. I've also written 3 books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua. He's fulfilled every one of those feast days with the exception of 3, which he will fulfill in the last days. And my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar compared to the Gregorian calendar and how he did things in the Word on those months, and he wants to repeat them. Hallelujah. And also the different hours of the day that he mentions in the Word based on his timing and how he wants to repeat those miracles that he did in those hours of the day. There's a certain hour of the day where his healing anointing flows more than any hour. Why does he do it? Because it's up to him. He can heal at any time, but it's a certain hour. Hallelujah. And then my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. And you'll know from my books that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that's when you start your prayer. You don't get up early in the morning, which is good anyway, and pray. It starts at 6 p.m. for that day. So you can get these books by calling me. Instead of going to my publisher, I brought books from the publisher, and I want to give them to you at cost, which is $5 each. Or if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. We just want to get them out to you. Just call me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. And we'll get these books out to you. Hallelujah. And don't forget that our broadcast, you can also email me on contact on my website and email me your name and address too. Hallelujah. Don't forget our broadcast is on 7:15 in the morning and 7:15 at night if you miss it at one of those times. And also you can go back to WCNO.com. And click on demand and go back to any previous broadcast. We just want to help you. And also, my friends in Bahamas, I have so many friends in Bahamas. If you want me to pray for you, just send me an email on henrywalker.org, go to contact, give me your name and your phone number, and I'll call you back. Just make sure you turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit, allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, and allow Him to conform you into the image of Yeshua. The Father wants to do that. And then when you do that, I'll be glad to pray for you. Hallelujah. So remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than